obviously not an ideal result in our first game in the new stadium, but what were your thoughts on tonight?
No, it wasn't. I thought, you know, first and foremost, you know, we're disappointed with the result. As you can see, prior to the night, you know, the result last night with Falkirk, the group was wide open again. So, you know, disappointing for that front and taking nothing away from Bonnyrigg. We know what the challenge would be presented within us. They play in a certain manner and they play it very, very well. You know, they play to their strengths. But it was something that we felt that we could break down. As much as the result and the defeat hurts us, I've also got to be mindful, and it's easy just to get caught up in the rawness of a defeat. But within the game, I seen many, many good things that I was pleased about. So I was. Important getting certain individuals more minutes, you know, which is a big key factor in these games coming up, because we've only got these games now prior to get the minutes that they require and get them ready for the opening league game of the season. You know, there's certainly a lot of work for us still to do, there's no doubt about that. There's still a lot of effort, a lot of gelling to do, you know, and getting that. But what you certainly have, you could see a lot of energy in the team tonight without the possession of the ball. I thought we hunted in packs very, very well. I thought there was spells in the game where there was good football. I thought there was spells in the game where there wasn't so good football. It was pedestrian football, you know. So there comes that type of balance there. And what we had to do, I thought that we'd scored at the right moment, you know, just before half time, and we come out of the second half, and within 5 minutes we're through. Jordan Allen has a strike, and you know, we should score from it. But did we ask enough questions after that opportunity? And the longer the game and that goes on, it gives the Bonnyrigg a little bit more confidence to sit, and they do that particularly well. And if there's one thing that I didn't think that we asked enough questions of tonight, was to try and get around them. You could see one moment late on in the game, Yoli gets in, and the big difference there is, you know, we failed to pick out the pass to our teammate. Bonnyrigg in the first half, when they punish us and they get into a similar position, they pick a player out and they made it count. So, from our point of view, we could have asked more questions. We could certainly do a lot better with the goals that we've conceded tonight. And the first half performance, you know, handling a player of that presence. So, you know, we'll dust ourselves down and we'll look at the negatives from tonight, and we'll certainly cling on to the positives also and look to build upon that and try and eradicate the mistakes that have cost us big time tonight, you know, because in second half, Neil Parry's no had anything to do with whatsoever. You know, we've dominated long, long periods of the game, but you know, at the end of the day, the most important thing when you look at it, you know, is that Bonnyrigg have picked up 3 points and we've picked up zero, and that hurts. But as I said there, it's important that dressing room and the, you know, the character that we've got in there, they're disappointed, they're hurting, and that's a good thing, you know, and they're angry with themselves, they're angry with one another, you know, and, you know, Saturday presents an opportunity to go out there and try and improve on the good things that we've done tonight and also improve on the things that we didn't do so well.
You mentioned Neil having nothing to do in the second half. Obviously, Josh started tonight. Was that just a case of him coming off injured after that collision?
Yeah, the one that he's come up and collected, he's dropped on his coccyx, so he was getting a little bit of treatment at half time there, and it was going on longer than what we wanted. So, you know, why take the risk when you've got a decision or a fresh goalkeeper there? You know, so that was more a precautionary thing, even at that stage of the game, you know, that we'd scored at a crucial at a very important stage of the game just before half time. Sort of gets our backs up a wee bit, they're sort of down, and, you know, it was important that we came out and started that right. The second half properly, and that's the reason why we made the change.